You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about an elderly gentleman who had a 9 o'clock appointment with his doctor. And so he got to the office a little early and signed in, and he patiently waited. 9 o'clock came and went, and still he hadn't been called in to see the doctor. 9:30, and still he was sitting there. So he went up to the receptionist to inquire if what was going on. The receptionist said, well, the doctor's been delayed, running a little late. Just be patient. So the gentleman waited. 10 o'clock came, and again he went up and got the same response from the receptionist. 10:30 came, and still the same response. 11 o'clock came. He still hadn't been called in to see the doctor. So he went to the receptionist at the desk, and the elderly gentleman, very calmly and politely, said, my dear, you may tell the doctor that I have gone home to die a natural death. Yesterday, I received an email from someone forwarding to me a newspaper article in this past Friday's USA Today about a 20-year study just completed by Harvard University that discovered that there is a miracle drug that can help you to live a healthier and happier and longer life. The study indicated quite conclusively that this concoction, consumed only once a week, would help people to have a 20 to 30% lower mortality rate over a 15-year period. And the good news is it's available to everyone. Yes, this very legitimate scientific Harvard study indicates that people who go to church once a week live longer, happier, and healthier lives. It very simply proves what the church has believed and taught for centuries, and that is, we are wired for God. Happiness and holiness go hand in hand, and good spiritual health and good physical health and good mental health are all interconnected. People who claim to be spiritual but not religious, which is a very popular trend today, do not receive the same mental, emotional, physical health benefits as those people who are religious and go to church once a week. There is something both emotionally, physically, and mentally healthy, this Harvard study indicates, about being with a community of faith once a week, where we are nourished by each other's presence. It is within this context that we celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick during Mass today. For we must never underestimate the healing power of our presence and our prayer for those who seek God's healing. Like Zacchaeus, who found spiritual healing when Jesus sought him out and told him he was coming to his house that day. So too, when we come into the house where the Lord is present, we too find healing and strength, both physically and spiritually. We live in a culture and an age where depression is rampant and people are burnt out for the rat race. And a very simple but real cure can be just gathering with the community of faith once a week in the house of the Lord. I think it is no mere coincidence that as church attendance goes down, depression and suicide rates spiral up. As we pray today for God's healing upon our sisters and brothers who have a serious illness or disability or declining health because of advanced years, let us never underestimate the power of our healing presence here each and every week. For indeed, we are Christ, present to one another, no less than Christ's presence to Zacchaeus. At every Mass, we pray before welcoming the Lord into our house at Holy Communion. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May this help us to always remember that God's presence is always a healing presence. For indeed, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.